Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years of experience, an intuitive and holistic healer for the past 18 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist people to feel expansive and empowered as they move from their heads to their hearts. Visit me at intuitivesoul.com and book your private session today. All right, so we have a very exciting show tonight. Well, I know that I'm excited about it because I'm always excited when I have Tracy. We have Tracy McBurney here. Now, Tracy is writing a book, and I love this title. It's called I'm Coming Home Messy. So we're going to talk for a little bit, and we make alerts. You can do that at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Otherwise, we'll let you know after the first break whether we're going to take callers. But hey, Tracy.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Here so we are again.
We are. Now, I have to say that when I heard your book title, I loved it because it's such a perfect expression of this life. I mean, it's perfect. So tell us why you came up with this name.
I have been in practice very much like you for about the last 15 years, and I am a registered holistic nutritionist, but I found out very early on in my practice that really I didn't like doing that as much as I really liked getting into people's heads and really intuitively working with the spirit of them and the soul of them to really just kind of change energetically what was going on inside of them. And what I saw very quickly is that a lot of people were marred in these ideas, these self-worth ideas and these self-devaluation concepts that really said, I have to remain separate. I have to remain separate from even thinking about a relationship with something called a God or a divine or a great spirit. I'm not worthy of that. Because of what's happened in my life, because of what's happened to me, because of what I've gone through, because of where I've come from, that has left me in a place of impurity, a place of worthlessness, and therefore that life to serve at that higher level would never be something available to me. And I saw this over and over and over again. And I also looked back in my own history, my own relationship with what you would call dirt and muck. And, you know, I don't like getting dirty. And I never really have liked getting dirty. And I find that hysterical because I'm an earth sign. So I'm supposed to have this great Virgo relationship with earth, and I don't like getting dirty.
Yeah, I don't think actually any Virgos do. They may be earth signs, but they're like they're the anal sign. You know, they're the ones that need to have everything tidy and clean.
Yeah, so... Or else really it's a sign of how unhappy that Virgo might be when it is not, right?
Yes.
So this is what I saw. And I just really wanted to help people to realize that this God, this divine, these angels that work with us, they don't care about these things. They don't judge at these levels. They really do not judge the way that we think that they judge. And it's all that judgment that is separating us from living a better life, from living a better quality of life, and from living a life where we feel more spiritually supported by this unseen world. And so I just really, really wanted people to get this idea that, you know what, you don't have to wear white.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to wear white. You don't have to just go home on Sundays. You don't have to follow all of these rules and regulations that some religions have placed upon us, and that really there's much more freedom to connect with that divine intelligence within us. And I really, this book, in one of the sections of the book, it's called Uploading and Downloading with Your Divine Intelligence. It really does address this idea that we have a higher intelligence within us, like almost like a higher computer operating system, a whole database of information available to us that we don't access because we're not wearing white. We don't access because we're not 40. We don't access because of what's gotten done to us. We don't access because of all of these judgmental reasons that keep us in a box. And we don't access that light, not just from above our on that outside perimeter of our physicality, which would be our divine intelligence, but we don't access that light within us either. That light within us that is the spirit within us. And it's just what I've seen and what I decided I needed to write about. And I had more than a few clients. It's almost like spirit just kept hitting me with this year. More than a few clients coming into my office saying to me, do you know what book I could read that would explain this to me, that I could actually read this again and really kind of understand this and see this in a written word? And I kept hearing in my head, my book, but it's not written yet. And it's not to say that I want to discount any of the wonderful authors that mm-hmm. I have read. It's that I really feel like the book that I've wanted to write and have stopped myself from writing for a long time would be an integration of a whole lot of those wisdoms put together in a very simplified format so that people could digest it, so the everyman could kind of digest this possibility of a relationship with the spirit of themselves, with the light within and the light outside of their physicality. So that's where the book is.
Okay.
So it talks about the struggle. It talks about getting you out of the struggle. It talks about how to get you out of that mess and how to get you downloading and connected to the light within yourself and drawing from that light within yourself. And so there's some fairly practical tools to do that.
And a lot of that is Lynn Grabhorn stuff. You've modified a lot of her stuff, bringing a lot of different things. But
one chapter does actually bring her into the mix in the sense that I have to give her credit for where she took my consciousness.
Right.
So in a book that I have to say before we even begin, I never finished.
I never finished it.
It got to a place within that book that I went, okay, this is even beyond where I can go in my own open-mindedness.
Okay.
But having said that, she really did land within that one particular book this idea that we really needed to understand a force of light and a force of darkness within us and within this universe, and that these forces were always operating and we were connected to them. It was almost like sitting there reading a book that was saying, you know what, Star Wars is real. You know, there's kind of a war going on and a battle going on, and maybe you, and a battle going on within yourself, a battle going on in other dimensional planes, a battle going on within this universe. And I literally had to sit with that concept. I had to really just say, you know, she's right. She's right. And I have not given enough attention to my relationship in the unseen world with the light forces and the dark forces and what I'm letting in and what I'm allowing to guide me and what I'm allowing to interfere. And what I'm letting in through my boundaries, and I haven't given much thought to where I'm vulnerable energetically to forces that I may not wish to have a part with
right.
or to be guided by. And she was instrumental in that. I believe the book, if I'm getting the title right, Oh God, What's Happening to Us, was the title of the book. And so I will say again, I didn't finish it. I came to a place where I went, that's it. That's enough. That's as far as I can go. And I think I really had pulled from that book the meat of what I wanted to bring forward. And I remember giving you access to some affirmations that I had written as a result of the reading of that book, where I really just pulled another Virgo moment where I'm reading it over and kind of going, well, you know, I think I could maybe tweak it here or add something here, or really, oh my goodness, you kind of missed this piece. And really felt like I had to put a pen to paper and do a more elongated job.
Yes.
I won't say better job, different job. Different job and possibly what could be seen as a more involved job than I had seen her bring forward in that book.
Well, and because as we go through our work and we discover different things that happen. I mean, she's no longer alive.
No,
is that
she's
correct?
Not.
Right. So if she had been at this time, her work may have expanded into this too. But you're probably one of the clearest people I've met with regards to being able to, you know, really connect up and really connect in with what's going on with different people, and almost through yourself, able to, you know, make that connection. And that's bringing the Ho'oponopono into it. But, you know, it's like you open yourself up to allow the divine to move through you, to give you the answers that are almost within you before they're within the other.
I don't feel like there's any other way anymore that I can work.
Yeah.
I remember a day, it would have been about 4 or 5 years ago now, because I was looking at some of my receipts, and I remember a day where I tried to get into the office of Virginia Martin, Dr. Virginia Martin. She's a naturopath. And to no avail, I kept being told that her office was closed. She wasn't taking new clients. And every time somebody mentioned her name to me, I knew she was a person that I needed to work with. And I left a message on her machine one day. And it was about 6 months after I left that message that I got a call from her one day saying she had 3 appointments available in September and was I still interested in any of them. And in the moment that I answered that message, I heard a voice inside of my head say, "Here we go."
Huh.
Those were the words, "Here we go." And I knew that I was just embarking on a very important relationship in my life, but I wasn't really clear at that time what that was. She has been a very important naturopath to our family, but she has become a mentor to me. And one of the things that she adamantly said to me in probably the first time that I met her is, "Don't you dare ever think that you work for yourself, because you don't. And you really have no business taking a client into your office in that day until you have cleared the space so that you are serving that God, so you are serving that divine, so you've hollowed out that space and there is no ego and there is no judgment and you are just there in service to that divine light and to that love and to that wisdom." And she was adamant about it. And she worked with me to know what that felt like, to anchor that presence and that energy into my physical body, and to know what that felt like when there was what I would call corruption in my government, which I think we all have to look at, mm-hmm. the corruption in our government.
Internally and externally.
Yes. Yes. And so you're right. That has been a very important part of my world. And she said, you know, "Your world will be tested on the day when a client comes into your office and you can't find clarity.
Mm.
And you will know that you have transitioned somewhere when you literally look at that client and say, 'I can't work with you today. I'm sorry that you've traveled and I just can't be there for you today.'"
Wow. Okay, we're going to go to break. So I'm not sure yet whether we're going to take calls. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul. I am talking with Tracy McBurney, tracymcburney.com, Tracy, T-R-A-C, McBurney, M-C.
C-Y, T-R-A-C-Y.
Did I miss the Y?
Yeah,
yeah.
Missed the Y.
That's great. McBurney, M-C, B-U-R-N-E-Y.com. Yeah, you're listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
They say we stand for nothing and
is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
My work is empowering women to connect with our true power, bringing us back into balance as we become more conscious in this unbalanced world. You can contact me at intuitivesoul.com and book your private session today. If you have any questions, we are going to take some callers, so you can call us in tonight in this live call-in show at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send an instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio. So tonight we're talking with Tracy McBurney.
Hello.
And we're talking about her new book that will be coming out. Well, we're not sure yet.
No, we're not sure yet. I'm about three quarters of the way done through the book. I originally started it to be part of a contest for Hay House.
Right.
You were asking me about that, and we smiled at each other, and I said, I didn't win the contest. So
doesn't mean anything, but
no,
yes.
It doesn't. And actually, it was interesting because I didn't get to finish this conversation before we came back from break, but I kind of knew that that was, in fact, what was in the mix, because from the moment I started to write the book, I had people coming out of the woodwork as soon as I started to tell them that I was finally doing this, and literally giving me the names and email addresses of all of these self-publishing places and all of these different publishers that they knew and all of these different people, and telling me about their contacts with Heather at Indigo. And I inundated with these contacts, and I just kind of looked at the sky and said, so you're telling me I'm not going to win this contest, and that's not the route that I'm going with this book, and just kind of smiled. So there was really no expectation of that. But it did push me to meet a deadline, and this has been something I've been resistant to doing for quite a long time, and I've now heard back from many clients who are just kind of looking and going, you know, thank you, we're so happy you're finally writing the book, and so many students that are saying thank you that you're finally writing the book, and so I'm thankful to Hay House that they
pushed
and
you.
Myself to actually have spent the money to go on the cruise to put all of that down to, you know, push myself to do what I've been wanting to do and not doing for a long time. So That's the way we're leaving it. I would hope that we're going to see it in print. See, this is all new for me, right? Self-publishing a book and doing all of this is new to me, and putting a proper book proposal together and all of the things that were part of my world and the website and the spinning stuff that went on in May and June. So I'm hoping that maybe by January or March that I'll see a finished product. I've seen the cover in my, I'm not what I would call a visual person, but I've actually seen the cover of this book.
Nice.
And, I know it will be. And, so I would say probably early spring.
Cool. And it's, and the name is I'm Coming Home Messy.
I'm Coming
which
Home
is-
Messy.
I love the title. I'm sorry, I love the title. So we're going to talk about one of the chapters in the book called Infinite Love and Gratitude.
Yeah, and actually, as long as it doesn't change its form, I've actually titled that particular chapter The Magic Wand.
Nice.
And in italics, it's Infinite Love and Gratitude. And as we've had a little bit of a relationship over the last couple of years, I always try to deliver a gift when I come, because I think it's kind of a gift that you ask me to come here. And I try to actually deliver a gift to the people that are listening or the people that actually pick up on the archive call. And this is kind of a gift that I believe its time is now. It's time to be delivered to humanity is now, and not necessarily just to be buried in my book and to only allow it to be felt, heard, and used by those people that find their way to my book. That, I think, would be a little bit of a tragedy. So, infinite love and gratitude. Now, I had heard these words spoken more times than a few by some of my colleagues. It's not about the words. As I have explained to several people, if you just actually say infinite love and gratitude, that you're wishing that infinite love and gratitude descend, it's almost like taking a magic wand and having it just go ping. So it's just like a little ping, and I'm sorry, a little ping doesn't actually do much. It really is instructing the universe to bring infinite love and gratitude to a place within you that is hurting, that is in pain, that you have opened up, that you have dared to open up, or as I say in the book sometimes, that you've brought up onto the desktop, that you've revealed, not necessarily revealed in a way that you're remembering every little aspect of it and putting yourself in the same torture and torment where that you were in previously. It's just that you've brought it up to the desktop. You're not hiding it or pretending it's not there anymore or burying it somewhere. And it's literally to ask this divine, ask this God, this Allah, whatever word it is that you have for that universal source, to bring infinite love and gratitude to this place within me and to bring it there on a constant stream, on a continuous and constant stream. Now you have a magic wand that is not a ping. It's like a wand that goes bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, like circles round and round and round until the job is done. Mm-hmm. And you ask that that infinite love and gratitude descend to that place on a continuous and constant stream until that pain has been reconciled, until all of what is aching inside of you has been laid to rest and has been returned to peace. And then you let that go. And if you're a feeling person, you will feel the shifts happening. You will feel things lifting. You will feel your mood changing. I have seen quite miraculous things happen. I'm still experimenting with this magic wand and how and all of the magnitudes of ways that you can use it. I was at, I guess these are U.S. listeners mostly, so I was at Zellers, which would be the equivalent of their Target.
Yeah.
And I was at that store, this would have been several months back, and there was a screaming child in that store at the cash register. And I'm really not talking, I'm talking tantrum in the magnitude that I have never seen.
Wow.
The mother was equally spent. In fact, she was actually being physically, verbally abusive to this child. I was having a particularly stressful day. I had to pick up one thing to get home. I was at my wit's end at this cash register. I felt trapped, as in the woman is already halfway through doing my order. I feel like I'm locked in this place where I am just surrounded by this. I'm a particularly sensitive person. And I heard a voice say, "You need to help them." And, okay, let me tell you this. In my head, I'm talking back to this voice saying, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I have so much." And I just heard the voice say, "You need to help them." And again, "Are you kidding me? What is it that you want me to do? What is it that I could possibly do here?" And I was not saying this in a kind voice.
Yeah, I'm sure there was another word that was attached to me.
And, immediately upon asking that, this knowing descended. It didn't come in as words. It came in as a knowing and a remembering of infinite love and gratitude. So I just asked. I said, "Okay, all right, I get it." And I just ask that infinite love and gratitude descend to this small child on a continuous and constant stream. That it descend to this mother on a continuous and constant stream. Until whatever was going on within them had been completely reconciled and brought to peace. Well, let me tell you. I watched this child quiet down to a gurgling burble within about 20 seconds.
Wow.
I watched the mother's tone start to soften. I watched the mother look at this child with kind eyes and say to this child, "You must be hungry." At which point the child raises her hands up to her mother with like a longingness in her eyes, and the mother picks her up, and the child literally is now being cradled by the mother. As the child is kind of gently sobbing in the mother's arms, and the mother says, "We'll get you something to eat as soon as we finish cashing out." And the child looks at her and just kind of almost like brushes her like a cat would brush her with her cheek. Right. And then looks like she's almost going to bed. And I thought, this was amazing. But it wasn't just what happened to those two people. It was like peace came over this entire Zellers. As far as I could pick up energetically, everybody slowed down. That's the best way I could describe it. There was just this giant slowdown that happened. Everybody just got calmed down to this place of peace. And it, including me. I mean, I just was not the stressed out ball of mess that I had been when I walked in that door. Mm. And I went, wow. I looked at my husband. I said, can you feel that? And he said, yeah. And he looks at me and goes, what did you do? And I said, infinite love and gratitude on a constant stream. And I won't tell you. He said, holy, and I won't fill that in. I said, that's really quite incredible. And we left. Yeah, it was amazing. Wow. I have since realized as I walked out the door, I went into council with my guides as we were driving home. They were talking to me about how much more could have been done than I could have seen in that moment, that I could have asked for a more far-reaching infinite love and gratitude to descend into that moment and into that time, that I could have asked that it descend into ancestral lineage.
Whoa.
For those people and for that family. And I just thought, wow. And to literally ask that healing be brought forward to any of the family members that had contributed in any way, dead or alive, to what had just transpired with these two people.
Wow.
And I was very humbled in that moment. It was very simple to do.
Yeah.
And it helped me immensely. I came home in a very different place to continue to do the work that I needed to do to get this book proposal done for Hay House and all of the other things that needed to get done in a very timely fashion, since I left it to the last minute.
Oh, you're one of those too, huh?
Well, I was kind of, as I said, deeply resistant to the process. All of it, deeply resistant to all of it. As my girlfriend would say, I am a self-proclaimed technophobe. And so she finds it absolutely hilarious that there is so much of what I'm calling spiritual super technologies within these chapters of this book. And of course, you put me in front of a computer, like I'm so happy that you are in front of that computer and that you are in front of all of this stuff with all of these knobs and dials. Because to me, it's like, you know what? I can't go there. I love the technology of the human mind, the human body, the human spirit, the mixing of all of that and the connectiveness of all of that. But this freaks me out, like all of this electronic stuff. So it's not my world. And so when I went and did the education with Hay House, what you find out pretty quickly is publishers don't sell your book.
Yeah.
You know, you find that out really quickly. And of course, I was really looking forward to having a publisher who was going to sell my book. And I was most chagrined to find out that they don't. I was like, really? You know, like I'm going to have a publisher that I have to sell my book? Are you serious? I have to do this? And not only do I have to sell my book, but I had to figure out a way to navigate Facebook and Twitter and all of these other like social networking pieces that I've just, you know, moved away from with a vengeance. And I'm going to have a website and I'm going to have a, you know, online presence and a YouTube and an iTunes. And it's just like, oh, really? Could I just, and of course I was intimidated by the mere prospect of writing the book, let alone the prospect of everything that came along with the book. So I think when I came back from, that lovely, expensive endeavor, I was, as I said to some friends, I had spent a great deal of a quantity of money to get the information that I said that I wanted, and then I was pissed off that I didn't like the information. Like it at all.
We're going to go to break. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Tracy McBurney, and we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
I don't know, but I think I may be falling for you. Drop it so quickly, maybe I should keep this to myself. Wait until I know you better. I am trying.
life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
I'm a private, intuitive counselor empowering people to live from their hearts. Intuitive Soul Radio is every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sky Radio. I also have a show with co-host Jean Adrian every Monday at 1 p.m. called Voices of Soul. Again, right here on NewSkyRadio.com. If you have a question, I invite you to join me tonight for this live call-in show. I have Tracy McBurney. The phone lines are open. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send an instant feedback. So we do have our first caller. It's Tommy from North Carolina, who's curious about a premonition that he's had. So welcome, Tommy.
Hello.
Hey. How can we help you? What was this premonition that you had?
Yes, I had a premonition I'd be in a car accident with this year of 2011, and I wanted
a car
to know
accident.
What you could tell me about it? Yes.
Okay. I mean, accidents are metaphors for a lot of different things. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be in an actual car accident, but that something in your life, I feel, is about to change. And so I don't know what's been happening with you and your life, but we'll go over to Tracy and see what she's picking up. But basically, I'm picking up that there's, you know, something is about to change. I'm not feeling that it's necessarily an actual car accident, but let's see what Tracy gets.
I'm actually going to concur, not that I specialize in that, but I'm going to concur with what Lori's saying. And I'll go one step farther into say that, to me, car accident, if it's not going to be a literal piece, and I'm not so sure that that's what this is. And Tommy, what I will say to you is you could actually be a bit more helpful than you're being, because you're asking us to give you an impression by reading into your energy field, but you're not particularly as open as you could be.
Okay.
So what I would suggest, if you would be okay with this, because free will reigns everywhere in this universe, I would like to do a little bit of I'll call it a prayer, where I would like to ask that all blocks, reversals are special beliefs, and we can talk about them if you need to, blocks, reversals, resistances, or interferences that you may have to being open for this kind of help from beings of light, from pure love and pure light, that these blocks be removed from you. Would this be an okay thing for me to request on your behalf?
Okay,
so then I will do that. From the spark of pure love and light that resides within me, I connect to source and I give thanks. And now I ask this divine to lift from this man who I know on the other end of this phone line is Tommy, to lift from him now the blocks, reversals, resistances, or interferences that may be impeding our capacity to be able to help him in the ways that he is looking for at this time in answering this question through divine truth and wisdom. I am thanking you, divine, for lifting these obstacles so that we might be able to read him better and serve him in a better way. Thank you, divine. Thank you, divine. Thank you, divine. Okay, so what I feel now, and Lori's kind of smiling because she can feel it too, right? There's just like, now it feels, Tommy, like you're kind of sitting with us.
Yeah.
Like your energy is just with us. And now I feel like if I can just get quiet for a minute. You are calling to yourself. This is coming from, I'm going to say angels. You are calling to yourself disturbances within your field. and within your life experience that are unnecessary. This is a time of great change that is upon all of us. As I'm breaking away from what is being transmitted to explain this to you, because I'd like the listeners to understand this too. We are all in the same boat. We are all traveling at the same velocity, and we all have the same program open. The program that is open worldwide for 7 billion people on this planet is a program that literally says, coming out of the darkness and into the light. And you have that program open. I have that program up on my desktop, and it's running every single day. Lori has it running every single day. And so what I'm being told is that this dream, you're calling it a premonition, but really it's a little bit of a poking. Let's call it a poking. A poking from your subconscious mind to bring to your conscious awareness what you are calling to yourself. And what I'm being told is that you are calling to yourself this unnecessary experience. And I'm not necessarily saying car accident. You are calling to yourself unnecessary harm. You are calling to yourself unnecessary darkness during this time of transition. Okay?
Not consciously.
Not consciously, subconsciously. Now, when I talk to people in my office about this, I will explain to them the first time that we wrote these programs in this life, coming out of the darkness and into the light, was the day that we were born. That's the first time we came out of darkness. We came out of the darkness of our mother's womb and into the light of wherever it was that you were born. Whether that was the operating room, whether that was a midwife's house, whether that was your mother's cottage, whether that was the flipping light on the roof of the taxi cab. Everybody came out of the darkness of their mother's womb and into some sort of light. And we can have judgment of that darkness, and we can have judgment of that light, and we can have judgment of the experience of the transition. Tommy, do you know anything about your birth?
Yes.
If you would be willing to share that, what do you know that your mother or somebody has ever told you about that day that you were born?
I was born a healthy baby boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what else did you get told? What did you get told about your mother's experiences of childbirth? What did you get told about where you were born?
I was born in a military hospital.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's think about that for a second, right? Military hospital. Military hospital on a military base or what?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that would be surrounded by a lot of energy of a lot of people who harm had come to them, correct or not correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So it is then possible that you could have psychically picked up some of that energetic, and it's now become part of a download of a program that is running in your coming out of the darkness and into the light story. Right. Does that make sense to you? Tommy, have we lost you?
We may have lost him.
Yeah, it looks like he did get disconnected.
Okay.
His line may have dropped.
Okay.
Okay.
So, continue.
Okay, well, I'm going to assume that maybe Tommy is actually listening, even though he's not connected into the call. So the thought here is that that could have actually been the reality. Children coming into birth experiences are very psychically connected and very open. And a lot of them come in quite sensitive and unshielded, so they can take on the energies of everything that is around them. This could have possibly been the experience. Anyway, what his angels were literally transmitting is, you are creating. You are the creator of your life. You are creating more harm coming to you than needs to come to you or is necessary. And so I don't know if Tommy is calling a call back. I am going to get quiet just for a second. Lori might want to pick up the slack, as far as I know that, you know, radio with no sound is never good. But I do need to get quiet. I need to make sure that what I'm requesting is safe and appropriate and highest and best interest. And if it is, then I would like to make the request on Tommy's behalf that energetic be cleared for him. right. that the message has been received and that he clearly is now understanding at some level that he does not have to be guided. See, it leads us right into what we wanted to talk about.
Right.
If there was no caller, it's what are you allowing to guide you? So what I'm suggesting to Tony is you're allowing to guide you a previous life experience that we lived once, but we really have no business living again. And when I asked my guides and when I asked the divine, why are we doing this? Why are so many people reliving their programming from the day that they were born, which would be translated into feelings of loss of home, would be translated into loss of everything, loss of love, loss of mother, lots of love, loss of lots of things.
Right.
What I got told from the divine and from my guides is because people are looking for the guarantee. They're not willing to take the risk. They're looking for the guarantee. They know how that story turns out. They know that they survived it. They know that they made it through. So if they have to recreate all of this stuff, then they will do so to ensure that they make it through this transition from our dark times into times that are lighter.
Okay. We're going to go to break now so Tracy can do it while we're on break.
Great. Perfect.
But also know that even though we're doing this for Tommy because Tommy's brought this up, this is something that we all deal with. So as Tracy is going to come back with the message, it will assist us all. But we're going to go to break. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Tracy McBurney on the line, or actually in the studio with me, and we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Join Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern and 12 noon Pacific as metaphysical mother and TV personality Rob and Alexis helps countless people around the globe live fuller and more conscious lives. Robin serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings Wednesday at 3 Eastern and 12 noon Pacific right here on the Sky. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face. Well,
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
My focus is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness. We become more heart-centered. Tonight, we're talking with Tracy McBurney. We just did a very interesting call with Tommy, and we're going to bring back, starting with that, and then we're going to take our last caller, which is Lisa, and then we'll finish up the evening probably with that call. But I know that Tracy had some information she wanted to offer with regards to getting permissions.
Okay, so Tommy, wherever you are, thank you for calling in. I think you brought up a really important topic that I have wanted to share with a good amount of people in the United States as per what's going on energetically, as we are all creators of our world. Anyway, I did get permission from the divine, from your guides, that actually be shifted. So I asked, maybe you'll kind of like this if you're a computer person, I asked for an upgrade of your program. So that you would have an upgraded program that you could rely on now, that would be transmitted into you, for coming out of the darkness and into the light, so that you would no longer be operating from that, program from the past. And I certainly always like to cover my ass as the affirmation. I always teach in classes the cover my ass portion of the affirmation to make sure I am never doing harm, which is as safe and appropriate. So as safe and appropriate in your highest and best interest, I ask that that be done. So anyway, thank you for calling in wherever you are, and wish you well.
All right. So our last caller is Lisa from Brooklyn, and Lisa has a love and relationship question. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I'm calling because I want to know if I would find love soon. I was in a relationship for 4 years, and he was pretty good to me at the beginning, maybe the first 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And then he lost his job, he lost his car, and he stopped, you know, being a driven person, like
right.
someone to go out there and get it. He just stayed unemployed, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I started financially, you know, helping him, and I just had to leave. So I wanted to know,
if there's someone else, is that what you're wanting to know? Like when,
right.
when somebody else is coming into your life?
Right, yeah.
One of the things that I will say before Tracy gets involved is that you really need to be opened up and know that not everybody is going to, you know, take from you, that you can be open to love and experience love. But Tracy, we have about 5 minutes, so.
Okay, so I have a couple of thoughts here when I'm working with a client in my office. Did you consider this gentleman that you were in a relationship with, you were living together, was this what you would consider a committed relationship?
It was committed. It was. I just, I didn't want to live with him. We were in talks of living together. Then he lost his job and I got cold feet. So I said, no, let me just go off on my own and live. And if he can get it together, then we can live together. But it didn't happen.
Okay. I only ask questions like that because to me, I am always working with clients in a way of getting them to first acknowledge that they are creators of their life. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that when I'm seeing relationship issue is I want to really work with somebody to look at what are your subconscious beliefs around committed relationship. Lots of people think they're really clear about what that is and what that's supposed to look like, but where we are consciously and where we are subconsciously can be very, very different things.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like you created a relationship, you participated in creating a relationship that left you feeling like you were not being cared for,
mm-hmm.
Not being supported. So I have to sit there and say, is that somehow connected to commitment for you? In other words, do committed relationships not support you? Do committed relationships not care for you? Do committed relationships not meet your needs?
Right.
And if all of that is true, and if I actually connect into your energy field, and I say, do committed relationships meet your needs? No, they don't. Not at a subconscious level. Do they support you? Not at a subconscious level. So to me, I say that committed relationship was exactly the way you wanted it at a subconscious level. It is exactly the way you saw it should be created at a subconscious level.
Right.
So when I'm working with a client, if you were in my office, we would do something probably like Ho'oponopono. And I love that Hawaiian shaman technique. You can read more about it in a book. And the title of the book has gone right out of my head. Mm-hmm. Oh,
you can go to my website. Okay.
Zero Limits. Zero Limits by Joe Vitale. You can get onto Lori's website and access information.
Yeah.
Ho'oponopono would literally say you need to take responsibility for how you have created committed relationships subconsciously. And then it is merely to say, forgive me, you're speaking to this God, you're speaking to this divine, you're speaking to this divine intelligence part of yourself. Forgive me, I am sorry, I love you. Forgive me, I am sorry, I love you. Or you might even see yourself as speaking to your own spirit. The light of your spirit, that little girl inside of you that really wanted this to work. Forgive me, I am sorry, I love you, that I participated in writing it this way. Forgive me, I am sorry, I love you. And you keep saying that.
Okay.
And then maybe say it about 15 times until you can create this wonderful stream of energy. And if you're a feeling energy person, you'll feel that stream.
Okay.
Then literally say to this divine, I ask you to take me out of this active phase of this healing. I thank you for taking this healing stream completely upon yourself, taking this burden from me and delivering to me a new way to be in committed relationship, a new way to be in intimate relationship with another. And lots of thank yous, because thank yous fill in the empty spaces that you just created, right? So lots of thank yous. So thank you, thank you, thank you, divine, for delivering to me a new way of creating committed relationships. Thank you for delivering to me a new way of creating intimate relationships and relationships with intimate relationships with a man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Forgive me for creating them in a different way.
Yeah.
Does that help?
That sounds great, yeah.
Yeah, because I think you have to do this kind of work, because I don't think you've done the work. You haven't really realized yet that you participated in that.
I believe I have. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd just like you to clear that out of the way, recognize your part in that, so that you can bring in that new piece.
Like affirmations, right?
Yeah. I don't think you bring in that new piece until this piece is cleared. You can ask the angels, if you don't like my Ho'oponopono piece, then ask the angels to deliver inside of you, to transmit inside of you into your consciousness, new ways of creating intimate and committed relationships. Ask them to deliver to you and transmit their wisdom and their guidance directly into you, so that you can literally change how you're creating. And I think then your relationship comes quite soon after that.
And let us know, Lisa. We got to go.
Let
us know what
you.
Happened. Okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
I'm Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. You've been listening with Tracy McBurney, and Tracy's TracyMcBurney.com. If you have a question on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, you can give me a call at my new toll-free number, 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. Or go to my website, intuitivesoul.com. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.